Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio.
Eat my dust, slime ball! Eat fumes, Wormo!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today we're going to be looking at mini motorways and other games.
Finally, a AAA title on Thumb Cramps.
Finally, it's a game that came out definitely in the last week, and not. Let's have a quick. When was this?
Mini motorways feels like the kind of game you could get in a packet of candies. You know what I mean? It's like a cereal game.
Hey, 19th of September, 2019.
Well, that's okay.
basically this year, right?
Yeah. I don't want to jump too ahead, but the game I'm talking about came out, I think, in September as well, but of 2008.
Yeah. Okay. So look, we're on the fingers in that pulse.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've been going on a bit of an Apple Arcade binge.
Fabulous.
Because I realized
you've been paying for it, not using it.
No. Yes. But also, I'm stupid in that I'm like, Apple Arcade, I have a phone. I will download onto my phone. Mm. And then my wonderful partner was like, you know you can download them on your Mac. And I went,
Mon Dieu.
Wait, what?
Yeah, right.
Game Pass works on a computer?
Yes.
Not Game Pass. Obviously Game Pass works on a computer. Apple Arcade.
Apple Arcade works on your
Mac,
your MacBook Air or whatever.
Brains. It's an Apple.
Hey. We're not clever.
I have a MacBook Air, and I have often complained that playing Apple Arcade games on my phone feels dumb, and I could have been doing it this whole time
on my MacBook. So many times I'm like, this game is so hard on my phone, I wish I didn't have to play it on my phone. I didn't at all. I could have been enjoying beautiful games on my beautiful Mac.
There's so many games I would have played.
I've got a Mac laptop, and I've got like an iMac.
Yeah.
I have the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I guess a couple of Joels here, dumb as shit.
This is the dark side of Joel brain. Right here.
You know? Huh. Yeah, I know.
This really, like, legitimately changes everything.
Right? Right.
We're about to enter a new era of gaming.
Guys, Apple Arcade rules.
No, it's so good.
Oh, I could play What the Golf would be so much better not on a phone.
So many things.
Everyone says it's good on a phone, but they're wrong.
Yeah,
it feels bad to play.
It is. It's bad. So,
playing anything on a phone feels wrong.
Yeah,
it's cheap. It's not experience.
Great. Yeah. It does.
I don't want to put my hands over the same screen that I'm looking at the game
exactly,
on.
Exactly, like some kind of big ape trying to use a touchscreen.
Yeah. Look at my thumbs.
99% of the
and
screen.
And my phone screen's got a crack in it, which is definitely my fault. I dropped it in the bathroom.
Yeah, I changed my, like, the cover of the screen of it, like, maybe a week ago. It's already got a big crack, because I have dropped my phone 6 times since.
Yeah,
I'm also clumsy.
Mine's just the screen. It's not a cover.
Only the back of my phone is cracked.
Yeah, but yours is. It looks like your phone looks like it's been run over by a bus.
It does. Cuts my fingers sometimes.
Yeah, mine's at least safe. Yours is just one crack.
Because that's where my hand goes on the back, and that's where the jagged bits of glass are. So.
Yeah, I've got a big cover so I can stop this. Anywho, so my partner downloaded mini motorways, and I saw her playing it on her laptop. It blew my mind. So I was like, "What's
excuse me, Mrs. Wife? Are you targeting games? Are How you could you possibly?
What's happening?
Don't you know that I am a pro gamer? This should not be news to me." So yeah, she was playing this wonderful game called Mini Motorways, and it looked a lot of fun. And so I was like, "I'll download it on my phone," because we were waiting for an appointment and I was bored. And so it's bad on your phone. Do not get this on your phone. It is garbage. Even my wife, she was looking over and being like, "This sucks."
My wife
was saying, "It's bad on a phone. Don't do it." And I was like, "How bad can it be?" It was bad.
Yeah. Okay, so that's from Joel Zammert. Just for me, every game on your phone is bad.
Yes, you're playing it on your phone.
Don't you?
Look, hey,
no good.
Games are good, but they could be better. Wonder Woman.
I've been a bit of an iPhone or a phone game apologist sometimes, and sometimes I'm like, it's fine, like it makes do.
But the games that Cass reviews on her phone, they probably are best suited to your phone, because I reckon they probably look better if your hands are covering the screen.
Also, some of those games, like to solve the puzzle, you need to like turn your phone upside down, which you can't do with a laptop. I mean, you can. You
used to do that. The 3DS had puzzles like that.
Well, that's good. Bring the 3DS back.
Yeah, there was like one game. People are going to scream at me because I think it's a very popular. Actually, it might be the World Ends With You. Nah. But like this stuff, like you have to close the 3DS screen and it's like stamping and
that
stuff.
That would be dangerous for me, because I'd close the 3DS screen and be like, yeah, I'm done. And I'd put it down and go do something else.
I mean, you playing The World Ends With You is dangerous for you, full stuff. That is top anime. That's like so much anime, I can barely handle it, because it's like it. Chibi.
Chibi,
no bad. Ban that.
Yeah, okay.
Agreed. So download Mini Motorways, and it's a very simple game, and I thought, watching my wife play that it was like a peaceful game, like a one you do to unwind, and it's like not very stressful, because all you do is you start off, and you've got one house and one like factory, and you've got to basically build a road from that colored house to that colored factory. So you go matching red with red, orange, orange, green with green, and all you got to do is start building motorways.
Yeah.
And it's really sweet. It's really nice. The music's very sweet. The graphic is very, very simple. Good graphic. I was like, do I go back and correct myself? No, they didn't pick up on it like this vultures they were. So I'll just soldier ahead. They did. Here we are.
What a good graphic this game has. The one graphic it has is really
two thumbs
notch.
Up for graphics.
The graphics are very simple and very, very minimalist, which I really enjoy.
Just the sound.
Good.
Control?
Great.
Good.
That's good to hear.
So you are building pathways from houses to factories. And that's basically the premise of the game.
Yep.
And as you're playing it, like more houses will pop up with different colors and different factories, and you've got to connect them all. And you get like bridges, tunnels, motorways, traffic lights, and all those kind of things.
I can see this already becoming an intensely complicated game.
Yeah. And as you sort of start going, you got like a whole week, and then once the week ends, you get more things. So like a week ends, you get like, here's 20 more road tiles, and then an option between, say, like, a motorway or traffic lights or a motorway, a tunnel or whatever it can be. And so it starts off very simple, and so you start building little pathways, and you're like, oh, this is very fine. And then it zooms out very slowly, so like you don't really notice it. So and suddenly
frog in a boiling pond.
Yeah, frog in a boiling pond.
What an awesome way to kill a lot of frogs.
If you need to get the job done,
difficult. I don't know how you boil a pond.
Well, like that film
Volcano.
Volcano. They boil some kids in that.
Yeah. Well, that's sad, but frogs is funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if
the French eat them. Who cares?
Sometimes I forget your laissez-faire with life.
Is it food? It's fine.
If you saw someone drop a frog from the top of the Eiffel Tower, would you laugh or be sad?
I would be like, I'd be like, that feels cruel and criminal.
Does the frog have a parachute? Because if so, that's sick. That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
In my mind, I'm like, why'd that person go all the way up to the top?
They could have just hucked it in the air.
And I'm thinking of the frog's last moments, or the frog's like, I will never be this high up again.
I mean,
that's not the easiest way to kill a frog. Haven't you heard of heating up a pond?
So many things are wrong with that person's brain and yours. Okay. So it slowly zooms out.
Yep. Now there's a house, there's a factory, you got to build roads. Yep, it slowly zooms out, slow enough that you don't even notice. So,
like a frog in a boiling pond. You don't notice. Yeah. But it means things can get out of hand. And you are given, so you have to do this quickly in a way. Yeah. So it's like, you know, the little dots will like start appearing on the factory to be like, okay, well, it's building up. You need to get people, you know, coming and going pretty quickly. And then like, if you unfortunately like, you know, starts like stockpiling,
banking up the traffic.
Yeah. Banking up the traffic, or it's just kind of like, you haven't got them out quick enough. Then they'll start like flashing this little circle that is very stressful.
Yeah, that's bad.
And then if that circle gets completed, then it's game over.
Yep.
It's got like such an instant, like, game over. Yeah, like it's just kind of like, oh, okay. I cooked that pretty hard. Well, on to the next one.
From the factory, and they'd removed the road to my house, I too would complete a perfect circle very quickly.
So it's this kind of thing where you're like, oh, this is easy. Oh, this is great. Oh, no, I'm, no. And then you have like three factories blinking at you, and you're like, I can't help any of this.
That sounds like a true nightmare.
Would that be easier if you could use your thumbs? Because then you can be like, boop, boop, boop.
Not at all. No, thumbs make it hard. And on the iPhone especially, it's a little screen, and then it makes it worse because you've got to zoom in, and then you have to like then add roads, and because your thumbs are in the way, roads start getting put in, and then you got to like go delete them. You can also control the speed, so you can like pause it, so you can be like, what have I done? What have I done?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait, so you can pause it and then build the roads?
Yeah. But then you have a limited amount of roads.
Yeah. Oh, it's a puzzle. It's not just like a matchy-matchy.
No. You have a limited amount of roads.
Stop them circles. They don't even notice.
Yeah. You have a limited amount of roads, and it's so... There's nothing quite wonderful as getting to, say, like, the Wednesday, and you've built all the roads that you can, and then a factory pops up that's not connected to any of the system, and not connected to any kind of, like, house, and you're like, it can wait.
For the guy.
It can wait. And it never can. It never can.
For the guy trying to drive home from the factory, and then the road was gone. It was the worst day of his life. But for Joel Zammit, it was a Wednesday. I don't know why my brain's full of Street Fighter references, but that felt good to derail the whole episode just to get that out.
It was yet again another Wednesday, and Tokyo once again fell. Damn! So you can also choose between like different cities, and they're all sort of based in like, you know, real life cities.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure how that affects the gameplay. I genuinely don't know.
Does it change the visuals?
It does change the visuals and change the landscape.
It's different.
Yeah, the graphic is different. Some have more tunnel, some have more water, and then you have to go either bridge or tunnel, depending. There's some annoying bits, like you can't do like a T-section in a tunnel, which real stuffed me up a couple times.
I can't
ever imagine a T intersection in a tunnel.
Yeah, like that's why you can't do it. Yeah, I can see, like in real life, I might get it. In game world, I'm like, but why?
Just let me do it.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
So I can, same with a bridge, I can only assume.
No tunnel, no bridges on the tunnel.
See, I can.
I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah.
I know that you can have a bridge underground.
What?
A road?
What? What do you think we're talking about?
I'm saying a bridge. A T intersection on a bridge.
I thought you meant a bridge in a tunnel.
What? What
is... Well, I mean, you could if there was an underground underground river.
Oh, underground city?
Yeah, but not in real life.
No, but
we're in game.
There's... Yeah, you could build a bridge. I mean, they don't, but like, why couldn't you build a
T intersection bridge then?
I mean... That's what we're saying. You probably can.
You probably can.
There you go.
But yeah, I haven't tried that out in mini motorways.
Just keep thinking about frogs and leave us alone.
I was thinking about if you boiled that pond and there were swans in it, what would happen there?
They'd fly away.
Mm.
But they'd get hurt.
Yes.
They'd have hot feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a cooked gut.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh, and then they would fly. And also with frogs, they would probably just leave. Like that whole study where everyone's like, oh, it's like you slowly increase the... Nah, frogs are like, nah, I don't want any of this. I'm leaving. So,
but I get the fish.
Yeah. Fish are like, they can't go anywhere. They'll try, but they're stuck.
And I'll be like, eat up to the swans when they come back.
Cook you some
and then
fish.
They'll burn their beaks.
It's a lot.
Poor little swans. But yeah, so it's a very simple game. It's very easy game to kill a lot of hours as well.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, because you can just kind of like chuck on. Like, we went through like the Matrix second one without paying attention to it.
That's awesome.
And we just simply just played these.
That's,
these
I think, how you're meant to watch the Matrix, yeah, the second one.
I think that's how the Wachowski sisters, that was their
yes,
vision.
Yes, yes.
And people often call it Matrix Reloaded, but the Matrix the second one.
Yeah. I was thinking, is it Reloaded or Revolutions? I couldn't quite remember.
The third one.
Yeah. I remember that one bit though, where the, do you remember the Merovingian makes a lady come with cake?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, what? Great, remember the Merovingian?
Of course I do.
No. Remember, there was werewolves in that.
Yes, I know.
And from an earlier, far more awesome version of the Matrix. No one talks about how cool that Matrix must have been.
Yeah, I know. Werewolves and ghosts everywhere.
Do you want the spooky this Matrix one, or the 90s Matrix?
Do you want the 90s where you can have cum cakes? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Let's talk me through that one.
How many thumbs for...
I want to say maybe like four thumbs, because it is addictive, but I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
And I watched like a, hey, here's some tips and tricks. It did not help.
Yeah.
I need to maybe watch another one because I am not clever.
A second, more basic one.
Yeah. But no, it was good. I enjoyed it. And I highly recommend it. If you have Apple Arcade and a laptop.
You can play it on a laptop.
You can play it on a laptop. And it's so much better than playing on your phone. Phone garbage. Get your phone, throw it away. You don't need it. You don't
break
need it.
Break the screen intentionally. Yeah. All the back, cut your fingers.
Yeah.
I know you're probably going to want to ask Jackson what he's been playing
next. I don't.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't want to, because his microphone is so far away from his mouth.
I need to lean back.
Yeah. The audience will notice the general, like, the moment you brought up the frogs, you were like, yep, victory lead. And then you didn't move the microphone, which is good. Far away. Anyway, what I've been playing is the 2008 game, Dead Space.
Ooh.
Because I beat Hollow Knight.
Whoa! Well, bloody done. And how'd you beat it? Did you do the 100%? Did you do the Brilliance or the Radiance or whatever? Because I know I haven't.
Yeah, I did not fight the Radiance. I finished the game at 80%.
Hell yeah, babe.
That's pretty damn good. That's serviceable. Yeah. That's admirable.
Yeah, I got like a bunch of achievements and whatever. Like, I found all the stag stations and I got three extra spirit holder things.
Did you do any of the circus stuff?
No, I haven't done I think I managed to avoid the entire DLC accidentally.
That's fair. Like, if you tried to fight the boss, because I got to the part where you're fighting the boss, and boy, no thank you. Yeah. I just didn't. I just didn't.
And, like, I didn't complete the dream nail.
You need to.
Yeah.
You know what you can do? Go on YouTube, watch some other one do it. Yeah. And you'd be like, okay, cool. That's neat.
What would have happened.
That's nice.
I don't know. So, like, I unlocked all the areas, found all the stations.
Yeah.
I got most of it done. 80% of it.
Good enough to go, like, I killed Hollow
Knight and absorbed the thing and then became the new vessel.
That's pretty neat. That's all I need to know.
In the future, you can, if you want to, go back.
Yeah.
Do more stuff that you missed out this time.
Yeah. Some extra bosses that I doubt avoided. People keep talking about the traitor lord. Never fought him.
Which traitor lord?
It's the mantis traitor, I'm pretty sure. The one that.
Oh, yeah. The evil mantis one. Yeah. Did you fight Nosk?
Who?
The spider that is a little you and then.
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, that's such a good fight. You missed out.
What did you get from that?
He's got like an upside down you face.
Yeah, so it's like a little you, and he goes off and you're like, oh, there's a little guy. And you follow him down these tunnels, and then he walks up, and then he turns around, and his face spins around, and this horrible spider grows out of him. And he's really hard to fight. You get something good out of him, too. Anyway.
Yeah. I should investigate. Because like, I did all the deepness stuff with, like, because there's like a bench, and if you rest on it, you get into a spider web and go up. But I didn't fight me, but upside down.
Interesting.
I'll show you. Like, look, here's the image. He's spooky. Look at this spooky boy.
He's
creepy, cruelly, and I hate him so much.
He's the best.
Yeah, he's yuck.
Yeah. He's
anyway, I finished
sick.
It.
That's good.
Didn't delete it, which I often do when I finish a game.
That's fair.
Save some space on my Switch. But Hollow Knight, I'll definitely go back to it. It's my most played game on my Switch. Although, very early on in the Switch's life, I had to get my Switch repaired, which meant that they cleared some of the...
all your data.
Data. Mm. So, Breath of the Wild.
Data for all you UK listeners.
So, Breath of the Wild and Odyssey would probably still have it beat.
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild, definitely. So it's weird because my profile will still say like Breath of the Wild played for 80 hours or more.
Yeah.
But if I'm sorting by game time on my actual Switch, it's like, nah, not on this Switch.
Nah, nice try.
Anyway, beat Hollow Knight, and then well done. I've got like an itching for other games that I never like played properly, even though I know I'd love. And
yeah,
I'm a big Resident Evil 4 guy.
Yeah.
Love it. I've beaten it heaps. But one game that is very similar but also has an aesthetic that I love, Dead Space.
Oh, yeah.
Which
necromorphs?
Is, yes. I don't know if that's true. So anyone who hasn't played Dead Space, it's basically it feels like a combination of Doom and Resident Evil 4. Mm-hmm. You play as Isaac. He is an engineer, so much like the first Doom, you're not like a soldier guy. You're just
some sent fella
to this space station to try and sort out what's going on. Turns out it's not an engineering problem. So you're given this like clunky engineering suit and a plasma cutter, which is meant to be like for welding. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and then you got to fight your way through and try and free the crew and save everyone that's still up there. Isaac controls like a truck.
Oh, that's good.
That's good though.
And it's a survival horror game where the character is awful to control, which is definitely something that I like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, Resident Evil 4 is the same. Yeah, like the idea of like having to hold one button to aim and then shoot with the other trigger. I like that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
like,
if you make the controls too easy and the character moves too fluidly, it's like you're not scared anymore.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
I mean, like Last of Us still also controls like that. They made it, I mean, nicer, but it's still kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
But like just stuff like, so I'm playing it on Xbox because it's part of the Game Pass, which is why I decided to play it again. I mean, I also own it and I was like, I should put that in my disk drive. Oh no, my Xbox 360 isn't set up and my Xbox One does not have a disk drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So redownloaded it, installed it. Let me tell you, graphic yuck, but good.
Ooh!
It's just space station, but everything is covered in blood. It looks like Event Horizon. It's just awful. Like, the enemy designs are disgusting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Your guys, like, because you're wearing, like, a boxy suit, mm-hmm. like, it's just like, oh yeah, that's cool, but you're, like, gray and brown and awful.
Mm-hmm. Very grimy.
Yeah. Very grimy. Every room you walk into, there's, like, it's just like
viscera,
infidels written in blood on the wall and then like cut off their limbs. Cause that's another thing.
Yeah.
The way to fight enemies in this, you can shoot off their head and they don't die.
Yeah.
You got to dismember them,
which is cool. I love
shoot off their arms and legs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Of course you love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, boiler over here.
Viscera everywhere. It's just like horrific sounding. It's just like a sensory overload of bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you occasionally run into it. So like there was one part pretty early on in the game, you run into a survivor. It's a classic thing of like there's a survivor behind glass and you just have to watch them die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like this game isn't just like stabbed dead. It's like it's a guy banging on the glass and an enemy appears behind him and then stabs through his hand, so he's stuck to the glass.
He's
just like yelling, like pulling at his arm. And then it just beheads him, like in front of you.
That rules. And how is sound?
Oh, sound is overwhelming.
Yeah.
You get like
oppressive,
weird,
I imagine.
Like space noises, like space station noises of
like
machinery. But then you also like every single enemy makes like what sounds like 100 screams at
okay,
once.
Okay. And so control?
Good. Oh, like a truck. Bad, but good. Has aged, like, I feel like it's aged perfectly because it controls bad, but it feels like it was an intentional design. I think, so a lot of people say that Dead Space 2 is the best, and then Dead Space 3 apparently gets a little more like action adventure.
Yeah, I was thinking, I feel like the Dead Space series has the same like progression as the Fear series, where it's like spooky horror game, really good spooky horror game, inexplicable co-op adventure game.
Yeah.
Because I think the same thing happened, like Fear 3 is a co-op game and it's more action adventure-y. And same thing I think with Dead Space 3 too.
Yeah.
It's co-op for some reason now and it's not scary anymore.
Yeah, and I think it's just,
yeah,
it's your wife.
Oh, maybe that's awesome.
Yeah.
Not enough games let me fight ghouls with my wife.
Yeah.
My wife.
Yeah. But at this rate, I'm going to power through these games because they're not, I mean, they'll be like 10 to 15 hours each, I imagine. But yeah, okay. Like just like the aesthetic's cool, the graphic is cool, the sound is cool, the control is bad but cool.
Is any of it dated aside from the, like, are the graphics dated? Does it?
Well, it looks like Xbox 360, so it's like serviceable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like,
fair.
It's not like, especially because I play like a lot of stuff on Switch, like it's not, Like, it's worse, but it's not, like, that much worse.
I find that it's, like, PlayStation back is fine because you're, like, it's a very retro game.
Yeah.
Xbox 360 up is fine because you're, like, it's serviceable. But anytime I try and play a PS2 game, I'm like, this is gross.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well, like, and like, a original Xbox game, too.
I think you find that, like, the original Xbox, the original PS2, they're trying to do heaps of new things that they've now done way better.
Yeah. Mm.
But on our GameCube games look all right, and they're from the same generation.
Well, I think it's kind of like that frog in that boiling pond. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's this kind of thing with like PS1 and 2. They're kind of like, let's just try these things. Mm. And you're like, oh, they were a bit clunky, but you know, you adapted it because your dumb kid brain and dumb kid hands. But by the time PS3 comes out, you're like, oh, yeah, they've definitely vastly improved.
Yeah, true. But PS2 is the kind of trial.
And then you go back to it, you're like, wow, it's hot back there.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Wow. I was burning the whole time.
Dead Space. Also, like, the cutscenes are bad. Like, that's the only part I'm like, because, like, they kind of try and do, like, an in-between. Mm. Like, they're trying to make it look, like, real-ish, but then occasionally there's cutscenes or, like, there's a lot of, like, hollow screens that come up where the character just looks like a video game character.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that does not fit the aesthetic of what you're trying to do here. But you tried. Well done. And you thought because it's all green because it's a hollow screen that we wouldn't notice, but I know. Also in the future. They could not have predicted that in 2021.
No. You, Joel Dusha, would be playing their game.
On the case.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, like, maybe because I did play it a little bit when it, like, was closer to release. That's why. But I didn't play it that much. Like, I would have only put, like, 3 or 4 hours into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm having a great time, and it has made me jump a couple of times. And points where, because your guns are slow as well, it's unfair sometimes. Yeah. Like, they'll be like, well, I had to take a hit there. Like, there's nothing I could have done.
Mm. I've heard, it's very spooky that you have a very limited ammo resource as well.
Oh, yeah.
Very careful.
Yeah, it's a survival horror game in the sense of, like, ammo is not that rare. Mm-hmm. But if you aren't careful, it could be.
Yeah,
so, like, I have 3 guns, and I bought the other 2, and they're, like, fun guns to use. But I know that if I try and pick those to be my main guns, I will run out of ammo immediately. Mm,
that's fair.
Where the first gun you get, I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm pretty good with it because it's basically just, like, a fancy pistol.
Yeah.
I'm used to pistols.
That is true.
Not anything else.
Yeah.
Because, like, the other stuff is, like, I got a plasma rifle thing, which is cool, but you can't really dismember people with it. It's good for, like, there's, like, some... So one of the times that, like, scared me was, like, out of nowhere, I opened a door, and there was just, like, a little swarm of enemies I'd never seen before, and they just ate me alive quickly.
Oh, my God.
Like, it came up with, like, the tap A to, like, fight them off, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I just died, and I was like, oh, okay, that was very quick death.
Yeah.
They gave you a little bit of hope.
Yeah, they made me think that I could beat that pup, but I could not. I used a plasma rifle there, but I've also got a flamethrower, but I'm too precious of my flame, so I haven't used it at all.
Nonsense. When I got the flamethrower in Resident Evil 7, I used that sucker up instantly.
Yeah.
Then I was like, I need it, and that was how I played.
Yeah.
Does not shock me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many thumbs.
Oh, I reckon 4 at the moment, just because I'm not far enough. It's a tentative 4, because I reckon if I go something stupid... I'll get to a point in the game where...
Maybe, like, it shows its age or something like that.
Yeah, and also, like, because it might stop getting scary. Because also, like, the enemy... I've only encountered, like, 4 different enemies so far. And, like, that could get boring if that doesn't change.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But, yeah, the aesthetic is so good.
Yeah.
The graphic, good.
Games that are dirty. It's a good vibe.
It's great. A filthy looking game.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I love about Resident Evil 7. Like, you're like, it's yucky just, to be here.
Everything is just like, there's just so, I'm honestly surprised that it got released in Australia.
Because there's that much
There's just
gore?
So much blood. Hmm. Like, just so much blood.
That's the best, man.
The only thing I can think of and the only reason I think it got cleared is because, like, when your character dies,
it's not that gory.
That bad.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, like I said, you see another guy, like a human being, plead for his life and then get beheaded.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's so good.
Because yeah, it's like, but then I guess because Resident Evil 4, especially early on, has some like truly horrific things that I remember the first time I played it, I was like, whoa! I don't know if teenage me was ready for this in a video game. This is a woman stuck to the back of a door by her head, through a pitchfork through her head.
That's grim. Yeah. Mm. 5 thumbs? 4 thumbs.
Mm. 4 thumbs.
4 thumbs.
And also, Leon can get beheaded with a chainsaw. If you don't kill the chainsaw guy, he kills you in one hit and cuts off the main character's head. That's That's bad. That's Resident Evil 4 is so good.
In Resident Evil 7, apparently you can get your leg chopped off, but it never happened to me.
Oh, that's sad.
As in, like, you get your leg chopped off and you keep going?
No, you get your leg... Well, apparently...
That's part of the death animation?
It's one way an enemy can kill. There's like two times it can happen. Oh. And a specific... The Johnny Dad, he can attack you in such a way that he chops off your leg and you're like... and then he throws down some healing gel into your leg and he's like, clean yourself up or whatever. And then you just reattach your leg and carry on. I think you might be a zombie in the game. Who can say? Anyway, I've been playing Titanfall 2 again because it's, like I think I said in a previous Thumb Cramps, it's a game that I will be playing on and off until I die.
And when you said that, I was like, what?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, well, it's a game that continually sucks me off. What I think sucks me off about it is the fact that...
You can run on the wall?
Yeah. It's a big part of it.
Honor.
May I introduce you to Spider-Man?
Oh, my God. I did like in... you could probably do it in the latest Spider-Mans where you walk on the wall. That's satisfying.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that's good. No, I think what sucks me off about it is the fact... So I'm not good at it. I'm not good at it. But I'm okay at it. And I think that's the first time I've ever been okay at a first-person shooter in my life. It's the only first-person shooter that I'm like, I'm not the worst at this. On the leaderboard at the end of episodes... episodes at the end of matches,
yeah.
chapters
out of like the seven people in the team.
Yeah,
I'm not one, but I might be five.
You're not seven,
yeah, and that's satisfying. And I like as well every time I jump back into it, starting off dog shit,
yep,
and then slowly reaching that middle point where I'm like, oh, well, obviously, this is my peak,
yeah.
Also, I think because it's such an old game, when I get into these like these times where I'm playing it again, it's always with the same people. Because they're the only people playing it.
Yeah.
And the only people playing it at the time I'm playing it. And so it's just the same guys again and again and again just destroying me. And obviously they're all... So in Titanfall, as you level up, you can reach a point where they're like, would you like to wipe everything? You keep your weapons or whatever, but then you start leveling up again and you go from... You go to like level 100 and then you go to G1 and then you go to G to 100 and then yeah. G2 or whatever. So I'm like G15 or whatever. But there's like G300 guys in there.
Yeah.
And... What I like.
I've beaten the game 300 times.
Yeah, this G300. I saw a G300 guy. Not a myth.
You've beaten the game 15 times.
Yeah. I might be G30. I don't remember.
You've beaten the game 30 times.
Well, you've gotten to level 100. I've leveled up 30 times, that means.
Leveled up or been from level 1 to 100?
So every match, you're probably going to go up a couple of levels.
Okay.
Yeah. And then slowly you hit 100 or might not even. I forget what it is. And then it's like.
If it's 10, this is significantly less
insane. It's not 10. It's not 10. It might be 100. Anyway. And you can do it with your guns, too. Maybe it's 20. Who can say? It's not important.
It's actually very important.
Either way. Like,
it's vital, Jackson.
Do you think people that like log on and then they see you, they're like...
Well, what I love... And
this guy, he's going to be bad for a bit and then he'll be fine
well,
for a bit.
Is it teams or is it all like every
yeah,
man for him?
So it's teams.
Okay, so do you get people that are like...
I do get people who are clearly very upset with me. It's good. But what I love is when you can take out one of those G300 guys because you're like, I was an embarrassing death for you. And that's a good feeling, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, you think you're better than getting killed by me. But I got you, often in a very cheap way.
Yeah, you know that they're sitting at their computer being like, shit!
Yeah, exactly. They're like, ah! And then they see it come up, Hams Forever, G15 or whatever, and they're like, how did he get me?
And then they,
it's by going invisible and using a shotgun. The cheapest way to play. Yeah, I hope they punch a wall. Absolutely. It's still good. It doesn't get worse. It's clearly one of those games, I think, that... Like, I don't want to say... Yeah.
You're good at this because you simply just use a tactic that would work for anyone, which is go invisible, run up to a guy,
for
and
sure.
use a shotgun.
For sure.
And
absolutely.
If you don't kill them in one hit, they will probably
annihilated, dude. And also, I never get in my Titan because I'm bad at it. I just let it do its thing and I do my thing. So and I like when on the battlefield, I like come near him. I'm like, oh, hey. Yeah. So and it's like, do it's you want to get in? And I'm like, no. And then I'll just carry on.
So does the Titan... Fight,
yeah, it fights. Yeah, it's great to be running around and it's like, pilot killed. And I'm like, he's doing his thing. I'm doing mine. We're just having a good time.
I like that you like this first-person shooter game because it just gives you a teammate that is better than you.
Yeah,
and you're also ignoring, like, so piloting the Titanfall was like one of the big sells.
Oh,
in this game.
Massively! But I suck at it, so I just let him do his thing.
You might do a run on a wall though. That's something. That you
do. Do people realize that like you There's never no enter?
Well, some of the most satisfying moments in the game are when I'm properly fighting alongside the Titan. So my Titan is fighting another Titan, and as that Titan is distracted by my guy, I jump on its back and pull out a battery or throw a grenade in, and I'm like, I didn't expect that, did you? Distracted by my Titan. Except I don't think the math really works out on it, because often they'll kill my Titan and I've only hurt them a little bit. And you get more points for killing a Titan, so. But it's fun. That's all that's really important.
How's the graphic?
The graphic is great. The graphic really holds up quite a bit.
Sound?
Sound is good. I like, before I do, so you can choose your faction, which literally just changes.
This is a strange tie into sound, yeah, but please continue.
Yeah, just hear me out.
Yeah.
So you choose your faction, which is basically who's in the ship that you drop with at the beginning. So you start in a ship and then there'll be somebody who's like, all right, team, let's get them. And I chose a robot team and he goes, wait, when you're about to do the jump. And I like that sound.
Yeah, that's good.
So the sound is good.
How's the control?
Fluid, beautiful, very smooth. Like I said, I'm not quick. You know what I mean? So there's like often moments where someone will shoot me and I'm like, I don't have that. You know, some people just got that gamer brain.
Yeah.
Where they just you jump into a first person shooter and you're like, how did you know? How did you know to turn around at that moment? How do you turn around so quickly and just take them out? I don't have that brain. So if somebody shoots me, I'm like, what? And then I'm dead.
I'm
you
taking
know?
Damage? Huh?
Huh? Where did it come from? And then I spin around like at a snail's pace and they're gone and I'm like, they're gone. And then they shoot me in the head and they're like, whoop, 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 whoop. And I'm like, how are they so quick?
You're describing how I also play first-person shooters.
I don't
shooters.
Know. Some people, like, Adam's got that brain where, I don't know, I've never seen you play a first-person shooter, so maybe you do too, Dusha, but I'm just like, where's it coming from?
And I get jittery as in first-person shooters. Like, if I'm playing something like, you don't need an actual answer to this, but I'm going to give it to you.
No, I'm curious.
Maybe the listeners are curious too. Yeah, I'm really jittery in first-person shooters, so games like Doom and whatever I'm pretty good at because I'm just constantly moving. But when I'm playing something like COD, it's bad because, like, I'll see a guy, like, say I'm lining up a guy with a sniper, I get excited, and then we'll realize that I can't just look down a scope for, like, 30 seconds without checking my environment. And then I'll go to shoot the guy and then get, like, a wrench in the head or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
I played a lot of Team Fortress 2, and I think that has wrecked my
I'm kind of the same, because there's, certainly with the shotgun, because the thing about Titanfall is everyone's always moving.
Yeah.
And the movement is, like, it's a big part of the game. So you got to be jumping around or whatever if you want to be good at it. And with the shotgun, you kind of need somebody to be still. And if I'm still and I stay in one place, often that's a really winning strategy because someone will come around a corner and I'll wail on them.
Camp, but, you're describing camping.
Yeah. But camping, but also like you can do that not just staying in the same place the whole match. You could just be like, as you move through.
As long as you're invisible, it's fine.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that often I'll see someone in the distance. I'll be like, I'll get them and just shoot at them with a shotgun, which will never. All it will do is alert them to my presence.
Yes.
I'll always like line up a shot and be like, bang, how come I didn't hit them? And then I'll get a shot in the head. And I'm like, oh,
damn it. Oh, bang, where did they? Oh, man, there's nothing worse than like.
Where'd the bullet go?
You shoot, so you tail somebody, they like turn a corner, you're running after them, you turn a corner, they're gone. You're like, where'd they go? And then they just punch you in the back of the head. Oh, I should have checked there. But yeah, it is. I have so much fun playing it, and I think I'll continue to have so much fun playing it. I don't know why. I just love the game to death. Probably always going to be in my top five, I reckon. Five thumbs. It remains at the top. The only downside is that I've got like a build that I like playing with, so I'm probably never going to. There's like nothing new to unlock or upgrade or whatever.
Don't vary it. No, like freshen up the game to be like,
Christ,
no.
This gets me.
I know what I'm doing.
This gets me 5 or 4 on the leaderboard. Anything else, I'll be in the.
What's the gap between, say, 5 and 4 for you and then, say, 1?
Well, there's always one guy who will. Because, so in Titanfall, it's first person shooter or whatever. And
what?
There are. I know. But there are other pilots, so there are other players. There are the Titans, which are like the big mechs. And then there are like grunts that just run around, and there's different levels of the grunts as well. And as the match goes on, you get more kind of like advanced ones, I suppose. So you start off with just like
cannon fodder kind of.
Yeah, well, you start off with just soldiers, and then they get like tougher, and then you get these robot soldiers, and then you get these kind of mini mechs or whatever. And you get points for killing them all, but it's not really as satisfying, like just taking out a grunt, because it's not hard. But then at the end of the match, the person who is first on the leaderboard will always have just spent most of their time taking, because it's like a point a grunt and, you know, 5 points like a mini mech or whatever, so you can rack up the points doing that. So it's always very high, is I guess what I'm saying, the person who's first on the leaderboard.
Are you just hoping that they're doing this strategy just so you feel better about yourself?
No, you can see what they've okay. I wish I was just, you know, but no, I'm very happy where I am. I'm satisfied.
Here's something exciting.
Yeah.
In our office, we have two gaming computers.
We
right
should play
next
Titanfall. Let's do it. Let's all three
both
of us.
With Xbox Game
Let's
Pass
play Titanfall. I love that game. I would love to do that. Riding on your mech, heaven.
You stay off my mech.
That's mine. You're like, Jackson, get in your mech. It's getting destroyed.
It's got
a flimsy AI and it's losing.
Give it one game before I'm like, I request a team swap. I know his tactic.
Well, yeah, five thumbs. Titanfall 2, greatest game ever made.
And now for a quick word from our sponsors.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you, sponsors.
Thank you, sponsors.
It's the email segment of the show. Yay. It's the part where everyone can finally have their voices heard.
Have their
and
say.
Ask us to review games that we've already reviewed.
Yeah, my favorite.
This email doesn't do that, but it is something that I think that we go through phases here on Thumb Cramps where something that we latch onto, our audience also latch onto, and it results in like constant conversation, I guess.
Yeah.
And obviously, over the last couple of weeks, all of us have played Hollow Knight, but I've been taking the journey again. A lot of our fans are playing Hollow Knight. And good, if you have Xbox good, Game good. Pass, it is on there
you
as well.
You could be playing Hollow Knight too.
It's also not that expensive, I don't think.
Yeah. I like playing it on the Switch.
Yeah, me too. I think I
it was a good
it
Switch game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, like, I think that if I did just pick it up and play it on Xbox the first time, I'd be like, oh.
To be honest, the first time I beat it was on the PC. So. Yeah, on Steam.
I think that like it looks good and it sounds. It's got great graphic, great
it
sound.
It does have great graphic, dude.
Oh my god, the graphic.
Anyway, so this is from Barbwire, and I think this may help a bunch of our audience because I know that there's been a lot of people being like, "Oh, because of Joel Dusha and Thumb Cramps, I'm being sucked off by Hollow Knight. It's so hard. I'm losing weeks of sleep, and that's, my wife's left me. And
I understand.
I forget my child's name.
It. Yeah, who could say? Hollow Knight?
That's the kid. I have a kid named Hollow Knight.
So the subject of this email is, when will Hollow Knight suck me off?
Oh, intriguing.
Not a great start, bud.
No. Okay.
And it gets worse. All caps. Ah! I hate Hollow Knight!
Don't yell.
Hi, friend. Smiley face. Hollow Knight has me so mad, my pets won't be in the same room as me when I play. I don't know how to read the map, and I'm so lost. When will this game suck me off in the ways that I know it wants to? Am I playing it wrong? Help me, boys. Help me. Cheers. Barbed wire.
So,
now.
Yeah.
The first hour of Hollow Knight is very confusing. The game gives you nothing. And I had a kind of a similar experience, Barbed Wire, where I first started and I was like, okay, this is kind of very baffling. And especially because like you don't have a map in the area straight away.
Yeah.
And like if you die, you're like, you don't know what's going to happen. And then when you do inevitably die, you're like, I lost all my stuff. Like, what's going on? So the moment that the game will start sucking off is the moment you find the first map.
Yeah.
And the moment that you get the first charm that
which shows you where you are on the map. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't know if you've got that barbed wire, but once you have, there's a charm you can get and it shows you where you are on the map and instantly everything becomes a little I don't remember having, because it was so long ago when I played Hollow Knight on the PC, so I don't remember what my initial impressions were, but I don't remember, I don't think I had that same level of confusion. I think I was just like, this is genuinely, I think I was like, it sounds good when I walk in this game, so I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm
and also, I think also your brain, has no issue with like losing stuff and being lost.
No.
Where like the moment I started and I realized what the consequences of death were and the fact that there was no map and if I got lost, that could be detrimental. Mm. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, that's fair.
But
yeah,
I'm here to tell you, barbed wire, in the first part of the game, before you have a map, before you have the charm that, I forget what the charm's actually called.
It's a little icon boy.
Yeah. That puts your icon on the map. It doesn't matter if you die heaps. Die all the time. Get it very lost. There's no consequences there, and you can't accidentally go too far.
Yeah. I think that's true. It's like, just enjoy exploring.
Yeah.
See what you see.
Yeah.
You don't need to, it's like weirdly a game where there's not, I think this is good because it's kind of rare, there's not a lot of like impetus on you to like do it quickly.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like the world will end if you don't find the five Among Us crystals.
Or whatever. Yeah, the Among Us crystals.
Yeah,
the Humongous Mungus crystals. I know, but yeah, I know them.
The five Sus Mungus crystals.
Yeah.
But it's like, you don't know what you're here to do, so just enjoy seeing what you can see, basically.
The biggest thing is like, if you die once and you can't get back to your dude, you just lose the little geo coins you
and
get.
And you will and make more.
Trust me, like, as someone who lost like 200,000 and I was like,
you can't have lost 200,000. I have 16,000 and I beat the game and have bought everything.
Now you get to a point where you get so much
that because you can accumulate. Make basically a build that is designed to make you money, and then
then there's like a section where you can actually just farm a lot for geodes, and I lost a lot and I was like, no.
Did you do the Fight of Fools, the arena part?
Yes, but not the full. I got, so basically I realized at that point that I needed pale ore. I was one pale ore away from upgrading my nail another time. And I realized that at some point in that, it would give me pale ore. I did to the point where it gave me the pale ore, which was the second of the three fights. And then I was like, third fight, not for me at the moment.
I actually don't think I ever finished. I think that's the only part, aside from the DLCs, which I never did, that I didn't do in All and I never did the final Fight of Fools or whatever it's called.
Yeah. So I did the first two, but not the third.
I tried, but I'll do other stuff, and then I finished the game.
Yeah, and I think so. So if you're losing like geo coins, whatever it was called,
they're just called geo.
Geo. It like you get to a point where you're like, no, but then like you can farm a lot of that and you build it back up. So like dying's not a huge problem.
Yeah,
it is frustrating as a game sometimes, but it's like, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
But also, if you're finding combat really, really stressful, or you like are really struggling with that, use the first areas to figure out the timing and like how clean the nail. Because that was something that also happened for me at first. I was like, just wanted to just like smash attack a bunch and be like, oh yeah, just like to kill basic enemies. But you can just cop a hit there, and one hit just from like an enemy at the start of the game could cost you in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, so for sure.
You got to get good.
But also, here's the thing, Bob Wire. Maybe Hollow Knight's just not for you.
That's
allowed. You could just be like, this game, I don't like.
Yeah, like you can like change your build and do different things with different charms. Like you can go like you know, full
magic,
or you can go like lots of minions, or you can go just like a sword.
So
there's lots of ways you can play it. But again, depends how far you are into it. And if you've gotten like, you know, a few charms and you've gotten some maps and that kind of stuff, and it's not for you, then like maybe this game ain't for you, and that's
okay. Play someone else. Play Nier Automata or Sonic Team Forces Racing or whatever.
Yeah. Or Mario Golf.
Three great games.
Is Sonic Team Forces Racing a real game?
It's
Sonic Racing is, and Sonic Team Forces is.
Sonic Team Racing is.
Much to think
Sonic
about.
Sonic Forces is. You can combine two there.
There we go.
Much to think about.
Yeah.
This email's from Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
What up, Jeff?
No subject.
Okay. Good.
Poor,
mystery.
Poor stuff, Jeff. Hey, thumbholes.
What up?
Okay.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I cannot be more excited to hear that you may soon be playing the best platformer ever made, Donkey Kong Jungle Beat. Mm-hmm. I play this game so much that I developed blisters on my hands. Have any of the thumbing boys ever experienced a video game-related injury, thumb cramps excluded?
That's a great
Thanks from
question.
California, Jeff.
I was going to say, Celeste and probably Hollow Knight are where I definitely hurt my thumbs.
Yeah, that's fair. There was that time I was playing Wario Land 3 and I got so frustrated it became sexual.
That's not an injury, and that's something you shouldn't share.
Look, weird. You shouldn't have said anything, but now that you have, go, what?
Well, it was when I was in Thailand, and I was playing on, it was an emulator, I think, and it was Wario Land, it was whatever Wario Land is a Metroidvaria.
Yep.
And
three or four.
Yeah, I think it was three.
Doesn't matter right now. That's superfluous. Keep going.
Anyway, and there's a level where it's like, it's all vertical, and you're jumping up clouds.
Yes.
But you've got a real, it's like a nightmare to time, because Wario controls like a brick with wheels. And so you got to try and jump between the clouds, but if one disappears, you fall all the way back down. And I got so frustrated with it that some really bizarre misattribution of arousal happened, and I started to feel, I guess, sexual while I was playing it. It was a crazy time. And then I beat the level and whatever. Like, I wasn't horny, but I was like, you know when you get a stirring?
You were just erect playing Wario.
No, I didn't get a boner or anything. It was just like, there was just like a...
Stirring is horny.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, but I mean...
Low-level buzz?
Yeah, like, I wasn't erect.
Yeah, because that buzz... The buzz is what you would say is horny.
Yeah, yeah, but I guess
what
I mean
is... Horny's not a boner. I mean, it can be.
I wasn't turgid. I was just, there was the stirring. And with
stirring
every,
of almost turgid.
And with every death, I would be like, oh, but somehow there's some baffling misattribution of arousal happened there. And like, because I don't get, like, that's not a thing that I'm into. Like, you know, being frustrated. It's not like a thing I get off on.
You got edged by Wario.
Yeah, I suppose in a way Wario Land 3 edged me. Yeah, but then, I mean, when I finished that level, it all went away, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Jack, never tell this to anyone.
I've told it to multiple people.
Well, it's just gone even further.
Well, you shouldn't have.
In a way, I'm proud of it. I think I've done something no other human being has done. Did I make love to that video game?
I don't know. Like, I know we shouldn't, like, you know, kink shame and, like, you know, be proud of your sexuality, but this one, feel shame.
Yeah. I'll try.
Yeah. Good.
I'll do my damnedest. Yeah.
Good. All right. And to calm down what has been a hectic email segment, and I almost forgot to do it again, you can send emails at thumbcrimspod@gmail.com.
Yes,
I usually say it at the start and at the end, and when I only
now
say
it's in
it
the middle,
end,
and it'll shock people.
It scared me.
Yeah.
People will be like, sorry,
go email open now. I want to send us an email. What do I do?
Yeah. And look, sometimes you can send us emails and apparently send us off the deep end, and you get very personal and awful stories from Jackson Bailey.
So, I've cracked up my email, and I've gone to
thumbcrimspod@gmail.com.
So thumb.
Yep.
Cramps.
Pod. POD.
@gmail.com. Okay.
COM.
Oh.
And then you just like write whatever you want us to answer. Yeah.
And subject line?
What? Put a subject line in, because unlike Jeff, sometimes I'll look at a subject and be like, no subject. I'm like, I'm not wasting my time. It could just be dick pills.
Yeah. But aren't you glad that we didn't? Because then we got whatever that was.
Yeah. I wish it was dick pills.
You might have got the same story.
Oh, dick pills. I don't need them, because it just reminded me of the time that Wario made me horny.
Yeah.
All right, and here is a nice way to end the episode, and I don't think anything that Jackson can ruin. And Joel Zammert, this will probably warm your little heart.
Yeah.
Aww.
As this is a question from Nick. Subject question, and it's from Nick.
That's good.
Jackson and the Joels, I'm meeting my girlfriend's 8-year-old daughter for the first time soon. What Switch game do you recommend for the two of us? Aww. Thanks in advance, and keep up the good work.
That
Nick from
very,
the UK.
That is very sweet, and does warm
you
my
stay
heart.
Out of this, Jackson.
I will always recommend Bad Job for the Switch.
Good Job.
Oh, sorry, Good Job for the Switch.
I don't recommend Bad Job.
Good Job. I recommend Good Job for the Switch, as well as Untitled Goose Game. I think those two would be really, really great, especially for an 8-year-old. They're just fun to play. You know, I think when you sort of are playing like with games for kids and like games designed for people who aren't like, you know, hardcore gamers, like the ability to leave the controller like alone and for nothing to really happen or impact the game is really important.
Mm.
And both Good Job and Untitled Goose Game both have this. And I think that's also a really, really good thing to do. And like the controls are very simple. The animation is very simple. Sorry, graphic is very simple.
Graphic is good.
And like, I think they're just a lot of fun. I think with Good Job, especially, you're going to have like a lot of like really dumb, silly moments
chaos
that you
can
kind of really And depends what kind of, you know, kid they are. They might be like, no, we're doing this one as like, you know, without causing as much havoc as possible.
True.
And then you can go off and cause some havoc. And then they're like, why did you do that?
What are you doing?
A lot of fun.
It's importantly, there is, read the situation. Nick, if they're quite a serious child, do not cause too much chaos. No. You may upset them. But yes. If they're chaotic, join in.
Yeah, baby.
Raffle in it. And also, also don't do the opposite. If they're chaotic, don't
be like, no, we're doing it right.
There's one way to play this game and one way only.
You're killing me.
If you do not put that TV back where you found it and therefore reverse the damages we are paying for the end of this level,
I am going to flip
my lid.
But yeah, I think those two games especially are really, really good. Can you recommend?
What do you mean you flung yourself through the wall?
No, we're going to be a regular goose. But that's the point of the game.
Give that man his keys back.
How dare you? Goose should be well behaved.
Go sit in the pond.
sit in the pond and honk.
That's playing a goose game, but just swimming in the pond. I'm a good goose. We have a list of things we need to do. Ignore it.
Gooses can't read.
Goose should only do one thing, one thing only. Swim in that pond.
Jesus was tempted when he went to the desert by the devil. The goose is the same.
Now sit in there and honk. Good.
Not too much.
It's loud and you'll be very disruptive to the neighbours.
Just a couple so they know you're happy.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, so like Mario Kart, I know, is a game that like an 8-year-old would absolutely love. But if you're playing against them, that could be a little frustrating.
Mm. Let them win.
Yeah.
Let them win, but don't make it too obvious. 8-year-olds are smart.
Yeah.
I mean, Super Mario Party as well, but again, that's...
Got a lot of moving parts.
Yeah. If they, like, it depends, because an 8-year-old could have been playing video games for a while.
Yeah.
They've been playing games, then Mario Party and Mario Kart will be fine.
For sure.
Even any of the Super Mario Brothers game. Oh, the new Super Mario Brothers game. That's
Classic. Yeah, Super Mario 3D World. That's hot damn.
Plus, I'm sure the child will also have like their own games that they play as well.
Absolutely.
If they rip out Doom, though, you're in trouble.
Yeah, definitely. 100% there. But those two games, as well as like anything on the Marios, I think would be very, very good.
Plenty of great choices.
Been the most helpful email segment of the entire series.
It's been a real up and down, this email segment.
It was very down, and now a nice
we made
ending.
It wholesome. It's good.
So if you have any questions you want to email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. This week, everyone's just calling me the Clock King because I beat Hollow Knight on
Twitter.
You
are the king of clocks.
Yeah,
that's
true. Today's episode has been close to 15 thumbs, but not quite, but I'm not going to do the difference.
No. Who cares?
Anywhere between 12 and 15.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
Well, I've been Joel.
And remember, two thumbs to the sky for the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Good one. Your Majesty,
the God of Gaming. Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.